Time for our Lacapral Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellingworth. And Rick's in the studio with us once again. And Rick, we kind of took a vacation there for a little bit with yeah. the Lacapral School update with the holiday season and everything. We're back.
Yeah. I don't think anybody missed us, though, Paul. But it's good to be back.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of a different weather situation. Lacapral, not much snow removal. I'm sure that's saving a lot of money, cities and schools, and the weather's been fantastic, hasn't it?
It really has been, Paul. I'm very, very grateful, especially, you know, last winter was every day we turned around, it seemed like we had a snowstorm or a closing or a late start.
Yeah.
And this year, knock on wood.
You get to sleep in.
Yeah, I don't really get to sleep in because there's work to do, yeah. but I don't have to make that call. And it's kind of funny because people see me and at a ball game or whatever, and they'll say, hey, it's just great not to hear your voice in the morning. So,
yeah, last year that was unreal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Snow days and all that stuff.
Yeah, a lot. And I don't think we've missed a day this year. I think we had a early or a late start one day or a couple days, but so. However, the lion still roars, right?
Yeah,
so
well,
we got some days to go.
Yeah, we should. We just jinxed ourselves, probably.
Probably.
A couple months of winter yet. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, the school board met. The Lacapral Valley School Board met the other night, and tell us all about it.
Okay. Yep. Last night the board met in regular session and. It was a very positive, kind of exciting board meeting. It started out with our student council representatives being there, Kristen Milbrandt and Charlie Hansen, and they shared what the students have going. They're all excited about snow days, which are coming up in our snow day festival, I guess it's called, in early February.
Okay.
And they've got dress-up days planned. They've got days planned where they are playing games. They've got a theme this year called Disney.
Oh.
But both Kristen and Charlie did a good job of presenting to the board, and the board very much enjoys when they have students come, and it helps them remember that's why we're all there.
That's right. Yeah, it's great to have the students come and talk to the school board, so makes them feel that you're listening and they're involved.
So. And they get to see kids who seem really engaged and happy in what they're doing, and that's what it's all about.
Okay,
so
good.
Another very positive thing last night was our financial consultant, PMA is our financial consultant, and they were in attendance to share that they had sold the $12.8 million worth of bonds. Okay. And that has to do with the HVAC levy that we did last winter about this time, and mm-hmm. also the levy that just passed this past November. Mm-hmm. They got a wonderful rate. They were telling us that the bonds were, they had 13 bidders for the bonds, and the lowest rate was 2.9%, and that was pretty phenomenal in these times. So. That's good for taxpayers. Yeah. It's good for the school district. Means that we might get our debt paid down a little bit early.
Nice.
And we'll be able to do these projects that the public authorized us to do.
Okay.
Also, there was a gentleman named Pete Filippi who is with the Contegrity Group. They're construction managers.
Oh.
And based on some of the struggles that the school district had with when we did the three buildings, you know, when we made improvements on Madison, Appleton, and the high school building.
Right.
And that was in the middle of COVID, and there were all kinds of reasons, but we got through that and learned some lessons. So the board invited this Mr. Filippi here. He's the president of Contegrity. He's actually working, or their group is a construction manager working on the new government center going up outside of town here
in Madison.
Yep. Yeah. And it happens that Wold is the architect for that project also. So Jake Sieg, our county administrator, gave me a call and just said, hey, it might be some efficiency might be gained if you were looking for this. So the board's going to entertain a proposal from them, and we might have somebody who's in charge of, in addition to our architects, the actual work that's being done on a daily basis. And it's a way to grab some security or some guarantees that quality and all the I's are being dotted and all the T's are being crossed.
Yep.
And we felt like when we did those referendum meetings, like the public wanted to make sure that the board would have some assurances of some extra oversight. And so I'm really excited. I hope that that all works out. And he made a nice report, and the board said they'd take a good look at it going forward. Otherwise, we passed a resolution last night that directs the administration to make reductions or recommendations for reductions and different ways to raise revenue. That is just a formality, Paul. Yep. Every year at this meeting, you know, they, as a school superintendent, I don't have the authority to go about doing that work on my own. They have to direct me to do it. And every school district in the state pretty much goes forward passing that. We did accept quite a few gifts last night from donors throughout the area. I'm just going to run through them quickly if you don't mind.
Yep.
But Charlotte and Erling gave money for the Little Eagles daycare. Irvin and Kathy Jessen did. Dennis and Beth Koenig. Maxine Torstensen all gave money for Little Eagles daycare for special projects they have going. And by the way, that's going really well.
Yep, it is.
Miranda Evanson's doing a great job leading.
Fantastic job.
Yeah, yep. She's a ball of fire, and she makes good things happen. And that's a good thing when you're talking about little kids these days. She's got a staff that is really coming around, and I think they're very happy with how things are going. So
it's a big asset to the community, too, to have daycare.
Yep, so. And I'm really glad we do right now. It's, it gets a lot of national attention, too, because it doesn't matter where you're at, it's an issue. Also, the Martinson Foundation, who has been very good to the district over the years, gave $1,500 for the Summer Success Program in Appleton. Roger and Gail Gervin gave for our Appleton Elementary and for veteran letter writing. The Holloway Gun Club, the Kvested Lutheran Church, Jim and Denise Connor, and JT Corporation all gave money towards our robotics program. The Lacaparle Study Cup gave a gift to the Little Eagles Daycare. So I know it takes a little while to go through that that list, but we could not be more appreciative. And we were able to do things we otherwise wouldn't be able to do without that help, and it's greatly appreciated. So
yeah, and I'm not. I think I say this every time we talk, Rick. You know, I don't think the public really knows that. You know, you can donate to the different programs that your school district has, and help out the robotics club or strengthening the family, and
stuff like that.
So it's always welcome.
Yep, there's a Dollars for Scholars effort that goes on once or twice a year that the students raise a lot of money. That's hopefully it's all tax deductible, so they get a little bit of benefit, but the greater benefit is the difference they make in kids' lives, and we really appreciate that.
I'm on the Strength in the Family board, and so I know a lot of organizations in the school district, donate to Strength in the Family, and it goes for a great cause, and every dime is used directly for strengthening the families and kids.
You know, that's what I like about it is the money goes directly for the intended purpose, and there's no gleaning anything off.
Administrative fees or different kind of fees you got to take off on that. So
no, exactly. Okay. So very happy and appreciative of all that.
All right.
And then last but not least, school board last night spent some time reviewing the superintendent selection process. As you know, my time will end here. I was supposed to be here for 1 year. It's turned into three. And I like to be in places where I feel appreciated, and the communities have sure been good to the school district, but also I've felt support along the way. But we did advertise for a new superintendent that the plan is that they would start this summer sometime. So last night, the school board went through a process of reviewing candidates. And in this day and age, data privacy is very important. So at the beginning of the meeting, they were referring to everybody as G, D, F, H, you know, because they can't be identified. And that's by law. But the first round of interviews will be actually tomorrow, the 24th.
Okay.
They'll be on at the high school building, and it'll be in the LAC lab, new tech, part of our new tech wing. And we have 7 candidates that have accepted interviews. We had a total of 13 applications.
Nice. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It really is, especially these days. Yeah. And I know there are a lot bigger schools around the state that didn't get that many, so we feel good about that. They've identified 7 candidates, and if you go to our website or look at social media or whatever, we've got the roster of the names. And let's see, I do have them here, so I'm just going to run through them quickly.
Absolutely.
Interviews start tomorrow morning at 8:30, and there'll be about a 65-minute interview with each candidate. And first on the docket is a young man who's a principal in the Minnewaska School District named Scott Lemke. And then at 9:40, there's a guy named Garrett Schmidt who is working on his doctorate, but he's in Dolan, South Dakota. And then Tate Jerome is currently a superintendent, and I should say that Garrett Schmidt's a superintendent already also. And then Tate Jerome is a candidate out of Chicago, Alberta schools. He's a superintendent there. Dr. Randy Berquist is a superintendent in Crookston School District up north of us. Jason Stanek is a high school principal in the Bemidji schools system. Brett Benson is a principal in the Bold School District. And Brad Johnson, who is formerly a principal in Benson, is now the superintendent in McGregor.
Mm.
So all 7 of those people have accepted interviews. We're going to give them an hour and a half tour of our communities and the 3 school buildings that we operate. And then the board will set through a grueling day of 7 interviews. And then they'll make some decisions. They'll either decide to offer somebody a job, or they'll decide to bring some people back.
Whittle it down?
Yeah, whittle it down to fewer candidates. And then if they do that, that second round of interviews would be the following Wednesday, so the 31st. But their board's on a very distinct mission to get somebody hired early. And we're hoping by the first week in February, it's all wrapped up and we can make an announcement.
Good. A couple weeks then.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's the timeline then.
Okay. That's right. So that's kind of exciting. And, of course, the interview is public. It's not broadcast or anything, but the interviews are, it's a public meeting that those are conducted at.
It's open to the public?
Yeah.
The people can come?
If they want to come, they wouldn't be able to ask questions, but they would be able to attend. They just come to the high school and go to the LAC lab.
Yep. That's a nice lab. I've been in there.
Yeah, it's good a good sized room. We have trouble getting to be able to use it unless, because the staff and kids are using it every day, which is how it should be.
That's right. Well, that's exciting news, that's for sure. So,
yeah, I'm really excited. I think that we've come a long way in the little bit of time that I've been here. We've been so supported by the public with referendums and just a lot of stuff going on. You know, you do our ball games, so you see a lot of people at them. And
I give a shout out too. Mervid was out at Lacapra Valley. There was like 650 teachers there last week.
Yeah, you know, there are 11 schools that make up the Minnesota River Education District, I think it's called.
Yep.
And so we, every winter, Lacaparo is hosted, and this goes back many years, and you might even know somebody that's helped plan this stuff.
I think so. Yeah, my son Brandon and his wife Katie and Karen.
They do a great job planning this whole thing. So we had, I think it was 600 teachers, and I don't know, there were probably... I know I'm going to be wrong on this, but it seemed like about 100 presentations.
Yeah, there was over about 120 presentations, think I heard. So
it's a great way for all the people that work in these schools to network also and learn a little bit about what they're doing as well as from all the presentations. So
yeah, I know some Benson teachers were talking with some Montevideo teachers, and they wouldn't usually get together and do that if it wasn't for this event. So
yeah. Nope.
Nice.
So we're very proud to be able to host that. And you know, it was colder than...
it's cold every time they do that.
Yeah, but everybody made it, and I'm sure the kids were upset because they had a day away from school. because I'm not letting them on every week like we did last year, right?
Okay. All right, Rick, anything else? Are we touch on everything?
No. Okay. Just thank you, Paul, for your you and Maynard do a great job of getting the information out that we need to have out. We appreciate your support and coverage at ball games and events and things like the Merved thing. It's just wonderful that you came out and spent some time with what's going on. So,
all right. Thanks, Rick. We got a couple more shows left together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not going to get rid of that fast, though, right?
I don't even know. Maybe even after I leave, I'll come in. I don't know what you'd talk to me about.
Hey, we could talk, since your son's a scout, since your son's a scout for the Dallas Cowboys, we could talk about the Cowboys.
Well, he's not even talking to me about that now. He's in the tank over their performance last week. So.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Rick.
Thank you, Paul.
Rick Allenworth, the Lochaber Valley School Superintendent, with our Lochaber Valley School Update.